Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to John and Lance and some great music presented by RC Ranch,
the official beef jerky of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
John was talking about the rodeo when he was discussing Republic Boot Company. You know who's out there today for the rodeo? One Luke Bryan. He's performing tonight as part of Volunteer Appreciation Day, presented by Phillips 66. So, Luke Bryan, big star out at the rodeo tonight.
Luke Bryan, nice.
You know the song.
I do know.
How do you know the song?
Because I'm.
I think it's his most popular song, at least on YouTube. It is.
It is absolutely very. It's a very popular.
How country
song.
Are you?
Very.
You were
in the country yesterday. Huh. No, we were coming back from golf, listening to the country.
Who was we?
You're pretty country.
Me and my boys. I got my boys in town. Do you want to see? Did you want to see how country I am?
No, I don't want to see it.
Country time. I got. He's boom, kinda, boom, am I?
Boom, 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 boom. You didn't put those all in there.
Yeah.
No, auto-populated.
No.
Somebody
shared it with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you didn't do
but I got, work. But you don't think, I got everybody in here. Everybody. Okay.
So. You are pretty country.
I'm really very country.
You're very country.
Do you have a group?
I've been to Zach Brown every year he comes. I mean, Luke Holmes, when he comes, I go.
I just imagine John's group chat is filled with people sharing country songs and complaining about dunks.
About dunks? No.
Dunks aren't a big deal.
I thought you said ducks.
No, dunks. No. Dunks aren't
making a dunk.
See, here it is.
The number one play of the day is
weak. I just imagine
like
a lot
of greatest hits of our personal complaints.
I imagine it's a lot of groupthink.
I know.
Sharing country songs and railing against dunks.
I know. See what you did?
Did you see this? Apparently, at the it's Katy Perry, what she wore.
That's very thirsty.
That's thirsty?
I've never seen that one where the butt crack shows.
She's wearing.
Oh, body, if you're in the
she's
car.
She's wearing a laced up red dress that's not laced up all that well, and it exposes her butt crack.
Yeah, I've never seen that one. And she turned around to make sure everyone got,
well, everybody got a good
got a crack shot.
Even the underwear. Is not substantial enough where you can't see
underwear. I can't even.
She has a
underwear
on.
Yeah, it's even maybe a G-string more than anything else.
Oh,
that's
no.
Really small.
That's
if we're having a discussion.
I don't think she should be assaulting us like that.
Yeah, I didn't. Ask
Are you?
Her to
do you
that.
Feel assaulted?
I feel assaulted right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, don't turn around. That's your own business.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. John will tell you if he wants you to turn around.
John's going to tell a woman what to do?
No,
no. He just
not
will
telling
say,
Katy Perry what to do. She does it on her own. Okay with that.
Yeah, stay relevant.
Yeah, I
got
guess.
Too much ice spice out there.
Stop it with the ice spice.
Again with the ice spice. Well, again?
Katie you're
the
Perry's one like, keeping. Well, what about this one?
You're the one keeping.
What do you guys think about this one?
Do you want another video?
No, I don't want another video.
Just.
What were we going to get into? I do want to.
Oh,
we're top of the hour.
Schultz.
Top of the hour. Dalton Schultz was on with. Now this
I thought
has
you wanted
big,
to talk about the fight in your house about NBA. And
oh, that's what it was.
Come on, guy. Oh, I don't care. I don't care about the show, remember? I don't care. I don't listen.
Sebastian thinks.
What, another fight in the house story?
No.
It's about
Sebastian
the NBA, though.
Sebastian thinks me has it, that he has me now because somebody put a video together of bad defense in the 1990s. And it was in a, I guess it was in a champ. It was in a playoff series. Or it was bad basketball. It was unwatchable basketball.
Oh, that's true. It was unwatchable in the 90s.
But he also thinks that defense wasn't good. Like, just everything. He thinks he's got me. Somebody put together basketball. They took a game and found a lot of stuff that they could, you know, kind of poke at and prod at. And I've read an article recently, I don't think I brought it up, about how what is leading to the crazy scoring now? What is leading to the high point total? What is leading to high team point total, high individual point totals, where more than one player has a 70-point game this year? Multiple players have 60-point games. What is going on over the last several years with these incredible stat lines? And so this article, I think it was The Athletic, delved into, you know, what they believe it was. And I think it's, you do yourself a disfavor. I mean, you do yourself a disservice if you just say it's just bad defense. Or is the defense, you know, of course, without hand checking, and hand checking's been gone for a while, you don't have, it's not as good. But there is an element for sure that they're just more skilled from a shooting standpoint. I think part of it is the math of the three is greater than two. Part of it is guys are becoming better shooters earlier in their career because they focus on it from a very young age. Like, I couldn't imagine as a 10 or 11 year old or a 12 year old shooting threes from college basketball 3-point line. Like, it's just, you wouldn't have enough makes. There are a lot of kids now who can make that shot and make it, you know, at a much higher rate than you would probably expect. So shooting from distance happens earlier. They are better at it. But then some of it is the defense isn't as good. Some of it is the pacing. There's more pacing and spacing. So what is leading to, like, it's not just one answer, but how are we going to contextualize this? Because the stats are going to be insane, right? So this is going to push, they're going to push, today's basketball is going to push the norms of NBA basketball when it comes to the statistics way out of reach. So when people start having arguments about this player versus this player, older players are not even going to be, it's kind of like home run hitters, John, back in the 60s and 70s, where they had longer baseball parks. They had longer parks. People weren't just swinging with an up. They didn't change their swing plane so that they could hit more home runs like they do now. Like, I wonder how basketball, because the TV ratings aren't great for basketball. It's okay. But how are we going to contextualize today's basketball? Because there is already talk that Adam Silver wants to get some of the scoring in line because they just, it's not always a competitive product. Like, do you find it, do you like watching it better when it's 126 to 118?
No, I hate it. I thought the game the other night against the Spurs was awesome. It was right around where
those
NBA,
are two
right
in the lower level teams though.
Yeah, but it was still very competitive. It was hard fought. It was physical. I mean, it looked like basketball more.
I don't want 90s basketball.
I don't want 90s basketball either, but I would like some 80s basketball. I would like some physicality in the game. And there was a lot of physicality in that
game.
There
was also free-flowing, too. Like, yeah. The physicality didn't really pop up as much until later in the 80s.
What was the final score? I don't know what it was. It was a 112 to 1, whatever. I mean, that was a good, solid basketball game on both ends. The effort defensively from both teams was really high. And these 140 to 132 games suck. They suck. It's bad basketball. It's not good to watch.
You don't get that high if the defense is even average. The defense has to be poor. Like, you can't, but I don't want to just blanket everything that's high scoring as bad defense, because I will say, I mean, the shooters are better now. It's just young players shoot better than they did back then.
The brand of basketball now, though, is just all run it up, pass it, hit the three-point line,
offense.
And throw up threes.
Well, it's early,
not fun.
But they're making it, why is it not fun to you?
It's because it's not.
I'm trying to figure this out because I kind of feel sometimes the same way, but do you like baseball with a bunch of home runs?
No.
Okay. So I don't really care if there's a bunch of home runs
either.
But I think our generation of watching sports is different than a 20-year-old's. And I think you're not focusing on what we like. You're going to focus on what my kids like.
Yeah, well, I guess they like scoring. Did they like the NBA All-Star game? Is that what they like?
No, but that's
trash.
Yeah, but that's not representative of what an NBA game looks like. 200 points for a team?
Yeah.
That's not, because I saw somebody make the point about the TV ratings plummeted for the All-Star game, and then somebody else made a good point in this Reddit argument I was reading about, people don't watch All-Star games like they used to. Yeah. People don't watch NFL. They don't watch basketball. Who cares what an NBA All-Star games, you know, ratings are. And so, that's true.
So I was at an event, and some Rockets organization was there. And I mentioned, you know, the defense and how it started so well. And then they had recently played Indiana. And I was just like, man, that was just garbage. And they were like, well, Indiana is like one of the...
Hey, it's insane.
Yeah.
They play high pace.
They play, yeah. But guess what? They average two more points a game than Milwaukee or Orlando. They average two more points than Boston. Milwaukee is 3 points. It's not like, oh, the Pacers are on some kind... They're a different deal. Like Denver was back in the day with Doug Moe. That was a different deal.
Well, but more teams play like that now. Doug Moe played a game, brand of basketball.
That's the game now. That's the game. Right. 120 a point. Bucks average 120. The Hawks average 120. 118 for the Mavs. That's the game now. It's not like, oh, well, the Pacers are in a different world. You can't count that game. It's two more points a game.
Well, but their pace is really high.
Yeah. But so is Oklahoma City. And so is Boston.
No, but you get into that kind of game with them. And that's just like with run and shoot teams. You don't want to play run and shoot style back in the football days you don't want to play that.
But that's what everybody's doing now. You have, look at this. You have eight teams that average 118 or more.
Well, the Celtics are different because they're more James Harden-esque Rockets-like, where they're going to spread you out and play five out, break you down, even get to the hoop, or shoot threes. They shoot so many threes, that's where their numbers come from. They're not they'll get out in transition, but they'll play in the half court. They're not as high-paced as the Pacers. It's just their style, where there's a shooter everywhere, and can you contain and keep Jaylen Brown or Tatum away from the rim? And if you do come help, there's Porzingis who will stress the floor. Jrue Holiday's having a great year shooting threes. There are... Very similar to the Rockets at their best of their James.
Listen, there isn't a team that shoots under 34% from three. You're right about the shooting is better. Yeah. There isn't a team,
no question,
that shoots under 34%.
You can watch games and see that. It's
that's
way, way better.
As a team.
If you can't shoot, you can't pull, you can't be on the floor. You have to be unique in a different way. Like you have to be a special defender to stay on the floor, because if you cannot shoot the basketball, there's not a place for you.
But look at how well Dallas is a bad example because, you know, with the addition of Gafford. Look at Minnesota, the addition of Rudy Gobert, what that has meant to them. You still have to play defense. Yeah, and this basketball that I don't know.
Minnesota overall, like Anthony Edwards, they have a McDaniels, he's a good defender. That's why you combine them with their ability to score the bucket when you have two stars in Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards. That's why they're at the top of the league. Boston's a good defensive team when you compare it to the rest of the league. So, yes, and Orlando doesn't score very much, but now they're fourth in the East because they play really good defense. You can lean into something, and some teams are talented enough to do both, and the teams who can do that are title contenders.
Look at the best teams in the league, Orlando notwithstanding. The best teams in are the best defensive teams. Minnesota, Cleveland, Boston, the Knicks, Heat, Nuggets, Pelicans, the Grizz notwithstanding, the Clippers, the Rockets notwithstanding. You still have to play some defense. I don't believe you're going to win a title. And you know what? It's going to tighten up in the postseason too.
From an offensive rating standpoint, it's the Celtics, Pacers, Thunder, Clippers, Bucks, offensive rating. Defensive ratings is Timberwolves, Celtics, Cavs, Magic, Oklahoma City, but
are all good teams.
Fast break points per game. It's Toronto, Washington, Lakers, Indiana, 76ers. It's okay. Then they have second chance points. Rockets aren't in there. Points in the paint per game. Rockets not in the top five. Player tracking speed. Washington's players play the fastest, followed by the Pacers,
and they're
Spurs,
awful.
Atlanta, Milwaukee. Average speed, the Spurs play the fastest on average, along with the Pacers and Sacramento Kings. There's so many advanced stats that can look at this as well. Loose balls recovered per game. You'd love for the Rockets to be first there. They are first, you know, percentage of points in the paint, percentage of points mid-range, percentage of points three-pointers, Boston Celtics. But look at this, percentage of points three-pointers. Boston Celtics, really good. Golden State Warriors? Eh. Memphis Grizzlies? Eh. Mavericks? Okay. Nets? No. So just because you shoot it used to be The three-point percent, you remember that? The percentage of baskets, three-pointers, it used to be a pretty predictive stat. It's really not anymore. Yeah. Now, but you look at percentage of points in paint, that's not really all that predictive as well. Wizards, Raptors, Lakers are your top three. And in mid-range, Bulls, Phoenix, Denver, Detroit, Milwaukee, there's no real predictive measurements in terms of just necessarily where you're shooting from. Three, mid-range, points in the paint. If you play really fast versus if you're a better defensive team.
Speaking of Minnesota, Carl Anthony Towns diagnosed with a torn meniscus in his left knee. Ooh. And is out indefinitely.
Oh, wow. Done. Gone. All right, we got a break.
Playoffs, here we come.
When we come back, we get back to Dalton Schultz and his comments about our Texans and the Cowboys. But first, John Daspit.
John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. How do you like personal injury law? Well, you don't really know what I don't know, Lance. I've never had to use one, but I do have a cousin that was just hit in a bad accident. There's an 18-wheeler that ran into him, hit, knocked him into sideways into the guardrail, blah blah blah. I don't know what your story is, but a lot of people have stories about friends or family members who have been injured, maybe even on the job. And when that happens, it's unfortunate, but if it happened due to someone's negligence, well, you should not be responsible for paying the hospital bills. That's not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to recoup the money that you – like, how are you going to pay these bills if you're not even able to work? That's a big concern if you've been injured. How are you going to get better if you've got physical therapy? Like, it's not just your bad luck that you got hit and now you've got all these bills. No, this is someone else's responsibility. It's going to be the person's insurance company or the workplace's insurance company. And John Daspit and his law firm are the ones who will go and recoup that for you. They recoup every bit of personal injury cost that is associated with it, including not just, you know, future surgery, future physical therapy, but also they will recoup for you your missed time from work and your pain and suffering. What is your pain and suffering worth? It really varies. They deal with people who have been really catastrophically injured and won't be able to work anymore. They've dealt with loss of life. So there's a lot of different things that go into it. But John Daspit and his law firm give you the time that you deserve and fight for you the way you deserve to have someone on your side. 713-CALL-NOW. That's the only phone number to know. Forget all the other ones. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. Here, I got my free reign coffee cup right here in the camera, right there. There you can see it. Get you some free reign.
You're going to have to hold it up. No one can see that. In your shot, no one can see it. You're going to have to hold that up above your laptop and move it over.
I can't see because this TV's black.
Sorry, I don't control.
How about right here?
Yeah, there it is. People can see it now. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just hold it up.
The whole show. See how long that
people
lasts.
People will care more about that than seeing me. Dalton Schultz signed with the Texans. 3 years, $36 million. He was on Pat McAfee yesterday. He was glowing. And listen, what do you think Jerry Jones is thinking today after he heard what Dalton Schultz had to say? And because it's a topic now because you give all of these talk shows, all of these Skip Baylesses, you go all of these
Stephen Cowboy,
A's, you give them
Cowboy related,
to talk about.
They're going to jump in.
Yeah, man. Cowboy related. Plus, it's a little for those of you who haven't heard what Dalton Schultz had to say. Let's play it first, and then we'll talk about what we think with Jerry and everything else. Here is Dalton Schultz on Pat McAfee.
The focus is just football, you know what I mean? And going back and like telling some people like how kind of being around the Cowboys, like practice facility and, you know, game day, describing some of the interactions and stuff that you see on a day-to-day basis, like surprised a lot of people. They're like, holy crap, like that actually happens like at a practice facility. And like, you know, it's just, you think it's normal and then you come to a place like this.
You don't have to out anything, but like, what are you?
No, dude, it's just like there's people literally going on tours, while you're listening in the weight room and they've got like a one way, they've got a one way mirror for people to like look at. Like it's literally, it's a zoo, dude. Like, there's people tapping on the glass, like trying to get people's attention as they're doing, you know, power cleans or whatnot. And
why does it stop there all the time?
Because that's where it stops.
Well, no,
I didn't play 2 minutes
after that. What, why are you playing that?
You didn't tell me what to play. I grabbed two clips. There's one about how well run the Texans are, and then how they're a zoo.
Hey, host.
Oh, I'm sorry.
ESPN used
a crappy clip.
He called them a zoo. What do you want?
His comment about zoo, and they isolated. As you see, he's talking about being in a one way, having a one way mirror, people tapping on the glass while they're working out. ESPN is. Been able to isolate it, and then they said,
it's a zoo.
Dalton Schultz calls it a zoo over there. That's actually disingenuous. That's not exactly what he said. He didn't say it's an absolute zoo over there. Dominic Foxworth did say this morning that being a Dallas Cowboys player is harder because there's more that goes into being a Dallas Cowboy player. You know, when I heard that, it kind of hits me wrong, and I'll tell you why. If you've got a player who more is expected of you, or maybe just more is, it's harder being a Cowboy player, then something's not right in your organization. It shouldn't be harder to be a member of a team. That really shouldn't. I don't care how. I get it. It is harder being a Yankee. We've seen guys collapse under the pressure of being a Yankee. It is harder. I think a lot of it goes into the fan base and the media. But I don't know that Dallas has that same media type. It's not the same hustle and three competing newspapers trying to hammer you and all that stuff. I think that some of it is, like, why is it harder being a Dallas Cowboy player? Well, what makes it harder? What's the expect? Is it Jerry Jones?
The spotlight.
Yeah, but the spotlight is relative.
No, it's not. I mean, there is more of a spot. Listen, the Texans played all noon games. The Cowboys are a national brand that's always... Every player is known by everybody in the league.
So is Kansas City. Is it harder playing in Kansas City?
No, because it's a smaller market. It's not. And
but the national spotlight's on you all the time.
It's not harder to play in Kansas City because you win at the highest level.
Is it harder to play at Philadelphia?
Yes, it's hard to play in Philadelphia.
Because of the pressure exerted on you. Yeah. I don't think the external pressure is that great at Dallas from a media standpoint. I don't see Calvin Watkins in busting your balls all the time. Like, it's not the media there, the ticket in Dallas. Like, they're not killing the Cowboys and making it really hard on them. I think it's coming from somewhere else.
I don't know that. Yeah.
Oh, no, I do know that.
Yeah. Know that, too. I used to drive through town. It is Cowboys every day.
It's a lot of Cowboy talk.
Yes.
It's a lot of Cowboy talk, but it's not like being in New York or Philadelphia where fans just, yes, the sports talk calls, maybe they get calls, but not on the ticket doesn't take a bunch of calls. They do the fun stuff. What I'm saying is, how much of this is Jerry? How much of this is it's harder because of what Jerry's built, and he's kind of made it into what some people believe is kind of, I don't want to say a circus or zoo or whatever, but is it that way because of Jerry Jones?
Yes.
Because before Jerry, it was still a spotlight team.
Who's the most famous owner? It's Jerry.
Well, it's Jerry, but before Jerry, it was a spotlight team. There was a lot expected of Dallas, too.
But look at the way the organization was run with Tom Landry and Gil Brandt. It was a machine. It was professional. They weren't doing tours through there, people knocking on the window while you're lifting weights.
Yes. Jerry turned it into marketing.
It's a marketing tool. And here's the thing, too, is I was listening to the show before ours, the guys, and yes, it's an ESPN show, so they were talking about this and the zoo aspect of it. That Jerry loves this. This is what Jerry, he developed. And Chris Canty said, well, what do you mean, Jerry? This is not a failure. Jerry Jones has turned this into a bajillion dollar, one of the highest valued organizations in the world. This is the Dallas Cowboys are exactly what he wants. It's not exactly what Jerry Jones wants. Do you think Jerry doesn't want to win? He doesn't have many years left. Was it more important to Jerry to have this organization valued as one of the highest or win a championship?
Win a championship.
Win a championship. And so what he's doing is not right. Having this zoo-like atmosphere or this marketing tool that he has, it's not what he wants. What he wants is to win championships, and he's not going about it the right way.
The control isn't, you know, you've got people's parents and moms and brothers going after the starting quarterback from the same team.
Yes.
You've got, like, it's not you had issues with you didn't have control over Ezekiel Elliott. He was a big wild card. Micah Parsons has his own podcast where he says,
quite frankly, like, I think that's a cancer.
Yeah,
I think Micah Parsons talking all the time, creating content for all of the sports entities in the world, which he does,
is bad. Okay, we've gotten to what I'm thinking of. Dallas is it's not the amount of pressure on the team because you're the Dallas Cowboys. I think right now it's something new. Because I hadn't really thought through this, but yes, it's Micah Parsons' stuff. It is, the Zeke stuff happened, but multiple things happened with Zeke. It's the people, it's Stephon Diggs or Trayvon. I don't know. I have a hard time keeping up with which Diggs is bagging Diggs on the other team. But it is. It's people going after the quarterback and Dak Prescott.
Or is it hiring and being loyal to Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy? As much as we talk about distractions, the Cowboys are a talented football team, and when we look at them every at the end of the year, whether you want to blame Dak or others, it's Jason Garrett no one holds in high esteem, and Jerry kept him around forever.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy, people thought he was holding Green Bay back. You can take that for what it is. So, distractions, sure. But they're a team, year after year, when Dak is healthy, makes the playoffs, and then at the end of the year, we're looking at Dak and saying, is he good enough? And then we're looking at their coaches. So Jerry can create distractions. Micah Parsons can talk all he wants. But are the guys in charge the right guys? Is Mike McCarthy the right guy?
I mean, no, but the right guy is, look, every team should want to steal D'Amico Ryans from us. I don't think D'Amico Ryans would like... I think he likes working with Hannah and Cal. Jerry Jones isn't his flavor of ice cream.
No, I get it, but
I think there's a lot of guys who are serious about ball who would not like to be in Dallas.
No, I understand all of that, and maybe that's keeping better candidates away. He's stuck with Mike McCarthy. But when the Cowboys are winning double-digit games, when their quarterback is healthy consistently, we can talk about podcasts and how much Trevon Diggs is talking about the Buffalo Bills, but we know no one thinks Jason Garrett's any good. And we're at the point where people blame Mike McCarthy for everything. So if Jerry hired a better coach, would the distractions matter?
Eventually it'd be the same issue. Every year. Now, what's shocking to me is he stuck with these two coaches as long as he did.
That I don't know. Could a coach come in there and go, enough with these tours? Could he get No. My players are working here.
No, you couldn't do that.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. Because I'm sure if D'Amico says something in that building... this is the way I want this, and this is the way for my players. This is what we have to do. You know what they're going to do in the Texans organization? Do that.
Look, we talked about the Texans, how bad they were. They hired D'Amico, and things changed. I think, and we could talk about how the players thought about the building, but from the outside looking in, that building looked a mess. Once they hired the right guy, it changed things. I don't think Jerry is hiring the right people. Hire the right coach, and all that stuff is background noise while you're winning a lot of games.
Yep. All right, breaking it here, 713-780-3776. You got thoughts? Maybe there's Cowboy fans out there that care about this. We don't, per se. I'd like to say that, tell you first and foremost. I kind of like that Dalton Schultz, ripped the organization and created a lot of crappy content for Cowboys. But you're more than welcome, if you are a Cowboy fan, to get in here and tell us what you think. I think this. I think you need a safe if you have a gun. I really do.
What if you have a bunch of cash in your house?
If you got a bunch of cash
and
in your
jewelry.
House. Yes. Jewelry, cash, guns.
You got Vera bonds.
Yes.
Remember that?
I don't know what those
Mikey Tandino got popped because of all the Vera bonds he stole.
Well, I do know this. If you're going to buy a safe, you need to get the American Security Safe because it's the best safe on the market. The place to get your American Security Safe is Houston Safe and Lock. Houston Safe and Lock provides the most safes. It's not even arguable. Like half the safes in this city come from Houston Safe and Lock. Been around, been there, done that. Two locations with showrooms, a warehouse. So, and here's the deal is a lot of these other safe companies, look through this catalog. Which one do you like? No. How about go up, touch it, see it, weigh it, whatever you want to do for your safe. How about everything that you could possibly need for your safe? They'll repair damaged safes. They'll anchor and bolt the safes. They can open the lock on the safe if someone has died and you don't have the combination. They can convert it from dial to digital or vice versa. They can do it all with safes. It's what they do every day. Ask for Derek DeSola at 713-522-5555 or you can go to 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. 713-780-3776. DK, are you a Cowboy fan, DK?
Yes, sir. I'm a Cowboy fan.
What do you
fan.
Think I about you Dalton guys. Schultz then? What do you think?
Well, he's speaking the truth. I mean, but my thing is this. Jerry need to get another coach that's got that it, like the Jimmy Johnson. That's why they brought Jimmy Johnson back. Because Mike McCarthy, he's more a passive guy. And the Cowboys, they like you said, they're going to be good every year. They're going to win 12 games or maybe 11. They're going to, you know, compete for the division title. They just can't get over that hump. And that hump is that Jerry is too involved into that's his organization. He signed a check, so he's not going to fire himself. He's just too involved in what the coaches do. So it just, I don't know, man. It had me like, at the end of the season every year, I don't know what to say. Because they have a good team and good talent every season to compete for a Super Bowl. But like Dalton Schultz, he was right. And I wish Dalton Schultz would have stayed the Cowboys, but, you know, him and Ferguson's about the same type of guy, but it's the culture they got. And they living with their culture right now. Jerry done built it up to where it's more of a marketing than I know he want to win a championship, but it's more of a marketing thing to me. He said them tickets. As long as them tickets getting sold in the paper of that stadium, that's it. That's what it seemed like to me. And I ain't going to listen to what y'all say.
I think it's both. I mean, you know, it's not like he's not trying to hang on to a player. I think he's drafting to try to win. I think Jerry Jones just believes that they're mutually exclusive. You're marketing and you're trying to win. Jerry doesn't look at them as being involved, and theoretically, yeah, you're right. But I would say Dallas has built up they've built themselves up as a bigger than life organization, but they don't play to it. So they become an easy target, and it's easy for things to go sideways because he has built up expectations that even Cowboy fans, he's failed to reach those expectations for almost 30 years now. So that's awfully hard when you build your team up to be something that quote unquote transcends the football, which I don't think it does, but I think Jerry believes that, and maybe other people believe that. But you look at Dallas, and all they do is they're known as the team that blows it in the playoffs. They don't have their brand is kind of comedic failure in the postseason. Their brand isn't we're the Yankees of they think their brand is Yankees of football, but really for a lot of us, it's you never live up to the hype.
They are 36-15 over the last 3 years, three straight 12-win seasons.
That's great.
So when we talk about distractions, they find a way for it not to matter in the regular season. Then when the playoffs happen, we know what happened. So I would point right at Mike McCarthy and go, Jerry, make that move.
Ooh. Four-time All-Pro safety Justin Simmons is being released from the Denver Broncos. He now joins a deep group of free agent safeties. I would expect the Texans to be involved in the safety market and free agents.
Jordan Poyer was released yesterday. He's an older player, but
there's some aging safeties, and maybe D'Amico's going to want to stay with his guy, Jimmy Ward. He's great in the community and all that, but he couldn't stay healthy. And
Jordan Poyer.
Poyer, Simmons. Simmons is a great center fielder. He's a great center fielder. He was a great center fielder. He's getting cut
now. What about Tre'Davious?
Tre'Davious.
Always injured.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple different injuries.
He's still pretty damn good.
Well, if he stays healthy.
Well, he is when he's healthy.
What do you got to pay
him? I
don't
know. You got to check on, I don't know. I mean, what's the health of the knee like? I don't know. I think you'd have to, maybe it depends on the
physical. If he is good, I mean, he might have to take less. But, guys are finding out. Major League Baseball. Look at the guys that are still on the market. The Bears, you were talking about this earlier. Bears are finding out. Justin Fields ain't worth what they thought. You know, in trade, guys are finding out now that I'm going to tell you what, Motor's going to be out there going, maybe I know I had a great year, but
he's getting,
the market ain't out there for
he's
me.
Getting, that's what I was saying. You're not going to have to pay him as much as you think. He's going to get $3
million. Yeah.
This is, right now, they're having a hard time. The discussions for, okay, so the Bears have an expectation of what they could get for Justin Fields. Apparently, an article came out that said they are not finding the market that they expected to for Justin. And the reason's simple. The explanation was from the team sides this guy reached out to was that he's not a good passer. Like, he hasn't developed as a passer. He's not someone that they think can win from the pocket. And so you're for sure not giving up a first for Justin Fields. I've always felt like maybe 2 second rounders would be maybe what you would ask for Justin Fields. You have a rookie contract this year, so he's cheap this year. Then you'll have to pay the fifth-year option, which is going to be over, I think it's going to be over $20 million. But at least you'd have a two-year runway to see if he's the guy, if Justin Fields is the guy. That's why you have to trade him so a team has 2 years with him, even though one of them is going to be expensive. But what does he go for? Like, what we're finding is the public perception. Remember all the hype around like Malik Willis, he went to a third round. Will Levis, he went in a second round. Like, public hype means nothing. Media hype means absolutely nothing. The teams still look at tape. And so all the talk ESPN did, could Justin Fields still be an MVP candidate in the future? Will he win an MVP? Teams in the football just want to know will he ever be a guy who can pass effectively from the pocket and win from the pocket. They're not talking about MVP. That's dumb TV stuff. And then you get to believing that this is an actual thing. That's how NFL teams who actually their jobs are on the line, they ain't going like, they don't say that. They look at Saquon Barkley right now. Are we really going to pay a running back $12 to $14 million? A guy who has had injury issues, who has averaged under four yards a carry the last 3 years. By the way, Saquon, who everyone loves, he's averaged under 4 yards a carry the last 3 years, his total yards per carry. Now, is the Texans' offensive line better than the Giants?
Does he have more weapons and a better quarterback?
should be. But shouldn't any running back succeed in this offense with the better quarterback and better running backs?
I don't know. They didn't run the ball well, though. I
mean, they had injuries left and right.
Yeah,
they had a rookie who only played half a year at left guard. They had a backup to the backup at center. They had a backup right tackle. They had, you know, a good left tackle and a first-year right guard. Like, three of the five.
So you need everything perfect?
No, I just want my offensive line healthy.
No.
Can you run the ball with a healthy offensive line?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
I mean, I think you can. You did the year before with Damian Pierce.
He did okay. That wasn't a great running.
He almost got to 1,000 yards.
Yeah, that's great. It wasn't a great running offense. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't a great running offense, and he made a lot of that yards.
But it's a different team now with CJ. It's a different team. So, you know, hopefully they'll be able to run the ball, but what we've seen out of the Texans is they can't. And maybe they need to actually spend some money on that running back position. Maybe they need a good running back.
Oh, my God. How about this news? Mike Tyson is going to box Jake Paul on July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington in the main event of a card that will air on Netflix. Jake Paul is a marketing genius. Mm. He's going to fight Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's been complimentary to Jake Paul. He's going to fight Mike Tyson. It's going to be on Netflix because Netflix is trying to get their sports off the, you know, they're doing tennis right now. They're trying to get their sports off the ground. Jake Paul knows the MMA thing is not, that's already been done. You can't, so he's trying to retake boxing. And guess what? You know how many people are going to buy this to watch Mike Tyson again?
Mike Tyson can still fight now.
Well, we'll find out. He still looks good in the training. Can he really fight, though, multiple?
Well, I don't know.
I bet you'll pay to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I won't, but I'll.
I bet
I'll
you'll watch it.
I'll hear about it.
You're not going to watch it? Yeah. You'll watch it.
I swore off Mike Tyson when he bit off. When I paid,
so a while
and
back.
And he bit off of Evander.
Are you more interested? You're not more interested to see Mike Tyson now than then.
No. Then Mike Tyson was must-see.
Yeah.
Now, no. I'm not as interested. No. Although it is.
Deal will do more. Do you think he'll do more than the biggest Money Mayweather pay-per-view?
No.
That's a lot.
No.
Mike Tyson, the specter of Mike. This is going to pull people in who are Mike Tyson fans and boxing fans. You're going to pull in some old heads who haven't followed boxing for a while.
I don't know.
This is going to
better than.
And if Mike gets a little frisky to sell the package, to sell the fight, which you know you never know. I'm telling you, the hype on this thing is going to be like when Conor McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather.
Well, what about the Mayweather
Pacquiao
fight? That was huge.
It was huge, but both those guys. Well, Pacquiao was way past his prime.
They were past their prime, but they was huge.
But Jake's going to bring in streamers. He's bringing in.
We'll see.
My kids to watch this.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, 713-780-3776. I want to talk about Kent Jones over at Dream Rate. Dude nerds out on this stuff. He loves mortgages. Dream Rate is the place to go if you're looking for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA. Listen, you're sitting there in an apartment right now, and you're wondering how much will it cost you to buy a home. Most lenders are going to make it impossible for you to get a fast rate quote because they know they're not competitive. Kent is going to give you a scenario quote on the phone in minutes because he's proud of his rates. You could be paying thousands too much. You don't know. I bought a couple of houses. Me and Wendy bought a couple of houses. I have no idea what I paid for my mortgage. I have no idea for the signing and everything. I could have saved thousands of dollars with Kent Jones. Brokers are better, more experienced, and a better deal. 75% of the public is still doing it wrong. You just accept whatever they give you. You don't have to. You can save thousands at signing. You can do this. But you gotta make the call to Kent Jones, all right? At Dream Rate, the ultimate mortgage hookup. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com. Kent Jones is going to hook a brother up. If you're thinking about buying a home, go to 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I mean, there's some safeties out there now. There's some safeties. Justin Simmons was just released, and it's all over Twitter. But you want to talk about a list of safeties out there right now. Xavier McKinney, Kyle Duggar, Justin Simmons, Cameron Curl, Eddie Jackson, Kevin Byard. Man, they're bringing the experience of a Kevin Byard right now. Julian Blackman, Geno Stone, Jordan Poyer, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Quandre Diggs, Jamal Adams, Darnell Savage, Jeremy Chin, Rayshon Jenkins, Jordan Whitehead. You can find a safety right now and at your price, probably.
Yeah, Rachel Bush. There's a lot of them available.
Not Rachel Bush. That's Jordan Poyer's wife.
Well, I
wouldn't mind bringing him in for that.
Why?
No, but there's a lot of...
Yeah, you're right.
What happened?
There's
who
a
cares?
Lot of safeties out there, but you should focus on a guy who's been on a team that kind of knows how to win, maybe not at the Super Bowl level, but the Jordan Poyer's the first guy that comes to mind, for sure.
What? You can just look at her picture. You don't have to sign him.
Instagram page.
After this Instagram page, he didn't know about that whole thing.
But still, unless you are making plans to see her in person, you can just look at her pictures. He can go play someplace else.
He can go play wherever. That's fine. Go ahead. Which safety do you want most?
Well, I have to get up on how these guys are playing. But Justin Simmons is the one that DeAndre Houston Carson played because Jalen Petrie doesn't really play. He's not really a two-way. He's not an interchangeable safety. So I'd rather have a center fielder like Justin Simmons.
Yeah.
So if he hasn't lost any speed, which he probably has, but if he still has enough range, Justin Simmons is a guy that I'd probably want. And then because of how Jalen Petrie has to play. Now, Petrie does kind of limit you in some ways because he's okay on the back end, but you could be a whole lot better. If you had Jordan Poyer would be the guy that I would want if you had a different type of safety there. But they're not getting away from Jalen Petrie. I think they really like Jalen Petrie. So, sorry, John.
Hmm. I would like Justin Simmons.
And there's so many, and the market's flooded, so you're going to get a good deal. You're going to get a good deal on safety.
Yes, you're going to get a great deal. This is a buyer's market, and you are in the market. You need a safety. I don't know that you're going to be able to miss, because guys are going to be out there pretty desperate for a job. There are so many guys out there that aren't even getting looked at, aren't even getting talked to. All of a sudden, an agent gets a call from a team. He's going to be like, yes, yes, we're in. Yes, we love. Saquon Barkley now is it. Oh, the Giants, the Eagles, and Saquon have mutual interest. You know why? Because there's a lot of running backs out there, and he's looking for money, and it doesn't matter what team is looking for him. He's going to go, yep, mutual interest. Sure would love to be an Eagle. Yep, can't wait to be an Eagle right now. Cardinal, yes, I would love to go to Arizona. Yes. Seattle, what? Yes, love Seattle. I mean, this is going to be a year where, yes, you can pick up a really good safety probably at a price right now. You're going to be able to get that. Somebody that could be here for not just the Jimmy Ward that you signed for 2 years and not even on the field.
Well, are you going to sign guys like Simmons, Hyde, Poyer, or Diggs? They're all 30-plus. How long are you going to sign them for?
3 years. Let's say, I mean, Justin Simmons has got a good 3 years left in him.
All the names we've mentioned they're cut for a reason. That's money, they're old money. Age, and age. I mean, who's?
Well, and money. I mean, the Broncos had a boatload that they had to unload. The Bills had a boatload they had to unload.
And also, Poyer's 32, Hyde is 33. Are you still going to lean on those guys at that age?
I don't know about Hyde, yeah. And
those
okay,
guys
do a 2 year deal, whatever.
Yes, I'm saying I don't know how long you would even sign Justin Simmons. Obviously, you bring the talent. I doubt it'd be some long term deal. But yeah, Poyer is older, injured. Micah Hyde got hurt quite a bit, so makes sense for the Bills to try to reset there. And you mentioned Tre'Davious White. The Bills are going to look completely different. We talk about windows. The Bills window closed. Diggs is out. They have Josh Allen, so they're always going to be okay. But
You went from having the best safety combination in football to priced out and aged out, which I thought they would look at a safety last year in the draft because of that. You got to be careful, because when you know it's about to end, you kind of have to draft prematurely so you don't, you know, you're not knocked out of the mix there. But, it's I don't know that Buffalo – this is a big offseason for Buffalo. They've got some draft capital, so they're probably going to have to go get their next set of – like, do you package some of your – do you use your draft capital to draft a bunch of players and reset your roster at important positions, or do you use some of that draft capital to move up and get a high-impact player? I think you almost have to move up from 28 to get a high-impact player in this year's draft, or an early-impact player, but they got a lot of positions to fill. That's why if you're the Texans, you just keep going free agent, free agent, free agent, a bunch of one-year free agents, then you're in the same spot every year. At some point, you got to keep your draft picks, pick the players, and stop playing the free agency game. You got to start being a team that has your own players, a set salary cap, and you don't have to do as much in free agency. The Texans used to actually be really good at that. Remember that? The Texans were not major players in free agency most of the time, because Rick Smith usually had the roster, and Gary usually had the roster pretty well situated. They weren't having to make a bunch of free agent moves. But then again, football's much different now. A lot of teams have figured out we're going to play the free agency game, where you either let a bunch walk and you get compensatory picks. Because you know that's the big talk now, John, is if you have a good player but you know that you're not sure you want to sign him, you know you're going to get a pick around 100. If he gets it, like Tremaine Edmonds from the Buffalo Bills, he got signed in free agency by the Bears. The Bills picked up a pick at the end of the third round. Now, you may be looking at that like, oh, you know, what big deal? What's the 107th player going to mean? Well, it can mean a lot, but you also can take that pick and package it and move up. Yeah. Like, there are other teams who would all of a sudden, before you know
it, you could get a good player at 107.
Yeah, or you could get a good player.
It's like the NBA draft. There's good players at 107.
I can't believe you guys put me on this in the middle of a show.
What did I put you on? That was John.
I kind of did. All right, time. All right, 713-780-3776. Any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to call in. Mad kid from the handball court. Not well on the other side. Okay. Let's talk right now about ProDunk.com. Instead of the handball court, how about the basketball court? How about your driveway could be the basketball court for the neighborhood? Well, I don't want the whole neighborhood. Yes, you do. You want to know where your kid is. You want to know that they're all outside. Mom can bring them lemonade so that they can all have lemonade while they're playing basketball in your driveway. Yes, you do. You want to know. You in this day and age, you want your kids somewhere where you can't see them? No, you want them in your driveway. And you know what? The whole neighborhood is going to love your pro dunk because it's going to be the best goal because you can lower it so all the kids can dunk. You got your even if your kid is a big kid, he can't dunk, okay? Even if your kid has got little friends, he's got shorter friends, you know what they want to do? They all want to dunk. They could hang on the thing all day long, too, and not worry about it because it's the best-made goal in the history of goals. Tempered glass backboard, the unrustable stanchion. It's just perfect. It can't be a better goal. Mom's going to love it. You're going to love it. The kids are going to be outside. Mom's going to love the curb appeal. The kids are going to love it because they can actually play on it. They can lower the goal so they can dunk. All of those things. When you go to the website, ProDunk.com, you're going to see the pictures. Everybody's dunking. You know what? Your kids can dunk at ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.